in my spending habit, little bit obnoxious. But a pilot stayed fresh up in his cockpit. Used to rock hand-me-downs, now buy some clothes, wear them out, hit the club, pull their cameras out. Living in a dream, they beginning to believe. My hotel smell like cigarettes and with what I'm spitting, they should give me a degree. Good liquor, what I'm sipping isn't cheap. Finna blow, don't snooze, don't sleep. All I really need is some shoes on my feet.
My sight is complete, like in the Nikes on my feet. Keep my sight is complete, like
I make them so mad, they got no swag. Pippins on my feet, they the throwbacks. Look, my money good, but these bad, so they stay attached to my gonads. Waking up to a few L's, open up my closet to that new shoe smell. I guess I'm doing well, smoking all the that I used to sell. But once my album goes in the shelves, it's going next, tell how it's finna sell. For now, we're selling tapes out my shoebox. Any spot, just set up my shop. You're mad that your girl always says that I'm hot. She buy my t-shirts, but she's spending your guap. Say what up if you see me around. Nike, yeah, separate my feet from the ground. It's just
Nike's on my feet, keep my sight complete. Nike's on my feet, keep my sight complete.
Three studio filled with Jack in the Box and Pepsi's. Niggas watching War Star videos, not the SBs. Laughing at B Pump or stomach turning. I get up and proceeded to write some. Abs all in the corner, mumbling raps, fumbling packs of Blackie Miles, crumbling Kush till he cracked a smile. His words legendary, wishing I could rhyme like him. Studied his style to define my pen. That was back when the only goal was to get J Rock through the dough. Warner Brother Records, hope Naeem Ali will let us know. Was excited just to go to them label meetings. Wasn't my record deal, but still, I couldn't believe it. Me and Rock inside the booth hibernating. It was simple math. If he made it, then he not made it. Everything I had was for the team. I remained patient, grinding with my brothers. It was us against them, no one above us. Bless our hearts. Champagne Acura, a bunch of instrumentals I freestyled in the passenger. That nigga wore several hats, a producer, manager, director, and DJ. A hothead, squabbling gloves, pyrus, and keyways. For this little thing of ours we call TDE, I watch him take some penitentiary chances, to say the least. Remember in the county building with Mixed by Ali, we tried to freak the system just to make a couple ends meet. That's my nigga for shit show. He brought Q over, but Q didn't rap, but he learned from our inspo. We split Louisiana chicken, riverboat special, sleeping next to O2, our consoles to be our refuge. He was homeless and I left home. Q said, Dot, you won't be slept on, you the nigga to bet on. Top had given us dominion and the homie lived it. Hoping that we see some millions, God bless our hearts. Play field projects, and in my early practices, strategies on how to be great amongst the averages. I picked his brain on what was ordained, highly collaborative. Rep pushed the label the same amongst the savages. Moose kept my name in the function that he was running. T's kept the vultures away from me that was coming. Soundwave let me borrow his clothes for shows as a hype man. They cook up in his room till the night ends. Time flies, I'm carrying debates of a top five, burying my ops and allies. But I done a half job communicating feelings of being stagnant. Life was getting bigger than just rapping, the business what I was lacking. Top used to record me back when it was poor me, and now we at the round table for what assures me. I guess my motivation was the yearning for independence. Poured everything I had left in the family business. Now it's about Kendrick, I wanna evolve. Place my skill set as a black exec, I jog. My memory knowing black hippie didn't work cause of me. Creatively I moved on with new concepts in reach. Top, remember Harlem sessions, we would strategize to hit the streets, then come back, record three records. To tell the truth, it fucked me up when D-Man passed. Motive was the condolences, but the pride crash. I had to bypass old mythologies I had. Put my heart on display like it was an iMac. To how my young niggas let me be the demonstration. How to conduct differences with a healthy conversation. If that's your family, then handle it as such. Don't let the socials gas you up, but let emotions be your crush. Pick up the phone and bust it up before the history is lost. Hand to handshake is good when you have a heart to heart.
Use your heart and not your eyes.
Just relax your mind.
If you got time and I got time.
Yeah, yeah.
Free your thoughts and watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Boom, 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 boom. You tapping in with the God, baby, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams. We in the building right now. Look, this is 1 on the 6 o'clock Blitz. We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. playing the hottest hip-hop music. And, you know, I'm so blessed today, man, because I got a long... Come on.
Alliance Supreme.
Yo, God, see, I don't even want to say it because I don't want to sound like a butcher in the guys' names, man. I don't want to, you know what I mean? Yo, man, Alliance Supreme, I'm going to say it like that, you know what I mean?
Alliance Supreme.
Yeah,
Supreme.
Man.
We here.
Yes, indeed. So, gentlemen, let's talk about this AI situation, man. Actually, hold on, before we go into that, just give the audience a little bit more about, you know, the first tune that we ran from y'all.
Dis-moi. So, yo, you know, we some hip-hoppers, we some rappers, you know, and in the culture, typically, we come with the bravado, right? We come with the bars and the who and the high and the this. But at the same time, we men, and we love the ladies. So we got inspired by the ladies, and we wrote Dis-moi. Dis-moi translate to tell me.
Mm.
So picture yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're out and about. It's a nice sunset night. You know, cruising down the nice hills of Victoria, BC, and then you see a little something, a little shout out. You know what I'm saying? And then you're just like, yo, let me tell you something. How about you tell me a little something? You know. So that's what the record is about. It's about tell me, dis-moi, and
dis-moi.
We got TIP with the killer hot verses, and then you got your boy, Le Flo Franco on the hook. You know, I rap, I sing.
Yes,
we
sir.
Do a little bit of everything. So that's what you heard. So if you feel good about that, you know where to follow us. Spotify that, YouTube that, and again,
buy that.
Buy that when the album drops.
No doubt.
March 17th.
No doubt.
And we over and out.
Knowledge God. No doubt. Indeed. Body. He said Victoria.
Victoria, BC, Richmond, BC, wherever you at in BC, baby. All right. If you feel the vibe. Please bump Dis-moi. Alliance Supreme.
Yep.
For the youth.
Yo, honestly, man, that I when I heard that, I was like, man, like, y'all traveling through the coast with that one, man. You know, in the West Coast with that one, man. It was real, what's Wiz's? That's why I played the Wiz song after, too, because it kind of gave me that vibe.
Yeah, definitely West Coast inspired.
Oh, we got your. Hold on a second. Keep it going. Keep it going. Let me run this back. Why is that? Keep going. Keep going.
Check, 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 check. Am I here? Am I still here? Do yeah, you catch my frequencies?
Oh, yeah, we catching it. I just.
Am I alive?
Oh, man, you good. You good. You good. You good. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Is my presence holy and divine? Check, check.
So talk about the AI. Let's talk about this AI situation.
Talk about AI. I mean, what do we want to talk about when it comes to AI?
How do you guys see it adding on to the culture and taking?
We have to let our brother Fizzy talk about AI because he's okay. So Fizzy is the name, but physicianship is the work, is the power. So talk to us about AI, Fizz.
Well. In terms of AI, I think that we are at a good and a, you know, everything has two sides, right? So there's good mm-hmm. and the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I think that we all should educate ourselves and do the knowledge on AI and what it is and what we can achieve with it.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird sense, I think that we can assimilate and we can use it as a tool the same way that we use ChatGPT.
Mm.
So you can perfect your craft by learning through ChatGPT, asking it questions.
Mm.
I think that in that same light, we could do the same with our music and the things that we create. Funny enough, on the hook for this song mm-hmm, that's mm-hmm. playing right now,
mm-hmm.
Triumph, I did utilize some of the AI to on the hook there.
Mm.
So I think that if used in a right way, you can make your music 10 times bigger and more grand and big.
Mm.
So I have nothing against AI.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's if they're coming for us, we might as well make babies with it.
My man.
Bars.
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 Yo, listen. Fizzy got an AI. He got a black AI mom, baby mama, man. He got the first one, man. Don't play, man. Yo, man.
But that's how I feel. That's how I feel, man. Yeah.
Yo, no doubt. No doubt. No doubt. I mean, I when it comes to chat, I like to use AI for certain graphics, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Making cover art, right. You know what I mean? I think it's dope. Mm-hmm. You can make some really dope videos with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. And yeah, don't let AI use you. Right, like
exactly.
use the AI, utilize the AI, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, like with streaming and this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're in an age where if you're from the ages of like, you know, 3 to 10, how are you gonna know what's real and what's not?
Yeah.
Right. You know, going back to that reality aspect, you know, concept of reality. You know, what's real, what's not. Right. So. I know what's AI because I can kind of hear within a video, the kind of like the not clipping, but you know, like when you, it's like an audio clip moving to the next scene and it goes, you know what I mean? It kind of cuts like, am I explaining? Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like if a scene's changing, it's like that with the audio, you know, you can,
but you could feel the authenticity of it. Or you could feel that it's soulless.
Yeah. Yeah. Like some of the stuff I see on like Ibrahim Traore and all that, you know, like I'm like, yo, that's not real. That's not him.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
They're changing his voice and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
You know, so it's very, it's scary. It's a little scary. It's a little scary because it's like. I mean, obviously, they've been showing this to us since we were youth through movies, right? You know what I mean? What's next? Terminator, for sure. I mean, they already got robots. They already got robots working in different plants and stuff, right? I guess the question is, how are they going to be able to keep these things running? Do you know what I mean? Without malfunction. Of course, you're going to have to send them back, some of them. You know what I mean? Especially if you're mass producing them, right? So I think we're going to see the era of Terminator. I actually do. Which is crazy. Because it looks like, you know, let's kind of slide it. Let's change the current a little bit. Like, you know, going into politics, right? You know, you got Trump. You got Carney. What y'all think about these two dudes?
That's exactly what we think.
I think it's one of those silence speaks louder than words.
Okay.
It's just a... Dot, dot, dot.
Okay, so how is... Let's talk about Quebec and whatnot. How was it for you guys as original people growing up in that environment? Did you receive a lot of different treatment? Did people want to help you as far as like the school system, government? Like, how was it for y'all outside of the music?
Well, we grew up in Ottawa.
Yeah.
I currently live in on the Quebec side right now.
Okay.
I know as a young original man living in Ottawa, going to Quebec would definitely be a night and day thing as far as the treatment, mm-hmm. as far as the targeting from the police,
mm-hmm.
Just the general judgment we were receiving in Quebec. But that was like, you know, early 2000s, late 90s. It was a different mm-hmm. time. Now in Quebec, it's like, it's almost like, you know, the colored people are a minority now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a totally different different perspective now, mm-hmm. as adults, and me growing up as well. It's totally, I'm not doing the same things I used to be doing.
No doubt.
You know, back then either.
No doubt.
But yeah, there, you know, in the 90s, it was a totally different way of life. For myself and for the experiences I had compared, you know, to Ottawa and Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
School system, from what I've heard, I've never went to school in Quebec. Mm-hmm. From what I'm hearing from other people, my close circle, school system is different, definitely. I think Ottawa is definitely better than Quebec. I think that's the general understanding.
Mm-hmm.
As far as why, can't pinpoint it personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be a culture thing too. But yeah, no, it's there's a difference. Even though we're in the same area, Ottawa and Quebec,
mm-hmm.
You can. There's definitely a difference.
Mm-hmm.
To spread more knowledge and to continue educating people who may not be familiar with the area, you know, Quebec and Ottawa are two different provinces. So two different, like, vibes, two different sets of politics,
mm-hmm.
culture. Quebec is definitely more Gatineau's more francophone overall.
Mm.
Ottawa, which is the other side of the river, which is Ontario, is way more bilingual.
Mm.
Not to say that Gatineau's not bilingual too, but I think it affects, you know, how you grow up, your experiences, the school system, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, kind of like these same things for me. Like, I grew up on the Ontario side.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think that if we're talking about the Black experience,
mm-hmm.
I think most of us, universally speaking,
mm-hmm.
as Black people, we can see each other in how we were brought up based on the experience that you may have lived here in BC, that mm-hmm. I may have lived in Ontario. Like, some of the same stuff is just classic, whether it's like, you know, targeted by the police, whether it's people looking at you and, you know, you're entering like a store like anybody else, but because you're Black, all of a sudden, like, the lady's pulling up her purse close to her. You know, like,
so
there's certain things that are just like, oh, universal.
This is real shit. And, you know what I mean?
Real,
like,
it's very real, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that, again, different time, different era. It's not to say that racism is not present. I mean, we all watch the news. We all see what's happening. It's very present.
Yeah.
I think it's just manifested differently.
Mm.
So the key is, you know, understanding of self, of your social surrounding,
mm.
culture, and just how to move and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most definitely, man. It's, even with Montreal, you know, like Montreal really is the birthplace of enslavement for original people, you know, and at least through what I've found in my studies, right? And, you know, even dealing with, like, a lot of people don't really know, like, a lot of people think Canada is like, oh yeah, Canada, we helped the black slaves come over the Underground Railroad, you know. And it's like, but yeah, but like, they contributed to a lot of this enslavement, you know what I mean? Even before the English came, you know what I mean? Like the new, you know, when it was New France, right? Like when the French were caught, like nah, like now cipher, you know what I mean? Like, and so even when you're dealing with you're dealing with like the black loyalists and stuff like that, right? Like people who fought for England promising them, you know, like, what did they do? Promise them gold. You know what I mean? Did they receive any gold? No. Right? No. Right? They gave us they gave, you know, those in Africville and all up over there in Halifax, right? Gave them terrible land, you know what I mean? They made the best of it, right? But it's just like, you know, Canada, I find Canada, you know, when Malcolm said, you know, the North is where the foxes are, the South is where the wolves are. That's we in the land of foxes. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, especially over here, like, it's not like in your face as if you in the South. You know what I mean? It's very covert. It's through the move of like I said, the nepotism. Yo, you're way doper than my buddy there, but I'm gonna put him on because he's, you know. You know what I mean? Like that type of like, oh, you're more qualified for this position. However, I'm going to give it to this person over here, right? So it's very foxish. You know what I mean? And I'd rather deal with a wolf than a fox because you know what you're going to get, right? So yeah, that experience of the black man, like, and the black woman, it's like going into a store, somebody's clenching your purse. It's like, bro, like, what? Like, I got more money than you. Why do I need to, why are you clenching your purse? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like, and this is because of the media, the movies, the programming, like, you know. And so kind of going back to the AI, you know, like, Respect did a, you know, he did a video for the Mobb Deep Against the World, right, where he called it Thug Minded Against the World. And, you know, he portrayed the animation as you know, the black man being God and angels being black and all, and you know what I mean, changing the minds through animation, right? Because that's where, you know, a lot of the children, they're plugged in, right, with anime. I mean, this new thing, Roblox, you heard about that? Roblox, man. Like, I don't even know what the hell this is, but my young boys, you know, he just wants to play like Roblox, right? And it's like, it's crazy. Like, I don't know if y'all heard about the shooting in Tumblr Ridge at the school here. Did y'all never heard that? Yeah. 9 victims. Yeah, man. And the thing is like, they made a game about it on Roblox, and they had to take it down. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is like the era we're in. You know what I mean? Like, these kids are like, I'm telling you, man. Like, I heard these, like, knowledge was knowledge, understanding year olds say, I'm an Epstein, and here, you're a Diddy, you know? Like, this, what? Like, you even know what you're talking about? You want to be a Diddy or an Epstein? You know what I'm saying? So, what do you guys think about, I want to see what's the question I'm going to ask here. It's more so like, because I think I already know what y'all feel about that, those guys, right? But more so like, what do you think about the revealment aspect of you know, these things happening in the world right now?
I think it's a sign for us to keep teaching, you know, to balance things out, because now we just see that, okay, I mean, clearly there's evil in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do? We're going to keep supporting them, keep investing in them.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we make our own? Do we build our own and go our own route?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a good thing to be able to finally see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we know the truth, what are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. Now we have to do something about it. We can't just play dumb.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now... it's clear. We have a clear understanding of what we're dealing with. So I think it just puts more accountability on us to do better.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Absolutely. Scorpion, so you got knowledge yourself. How did you see it changing your life?
Like, when I was young, I see a lot, you know, you worried about Wu-Tang, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I was like, Brand Nubian, remember his
brand? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was listening to Brand Nubian, and all the way they would do like metaphors and stuff like that, I was like, how? I want to learn that stuff. I want to go dive in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all the numbers, all the mathematics, all the stuff, I dive in it. But after that, you know, life happening,
mm-hmm.
grew up, and I let it go.
Mm.
But it's still there.
Mm.
So when you grow up and you have the knowledge, you see everything, but you have to dive in it.
Mm-hmm.
That reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the real reality, it's in you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you interact with other people, all the frequencies, well, I call them air frequencies,
mm-hmm.
because you're vibrating by yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you interact with other people, you got to make sure you're true to yourself first,
mm-hmm.
and then they're gonna react how you react with them. Like, it's like together you manifest what you really want.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So for my kids, they don't know all that stuff.
Mm.
Like, but with my music, the people I collab, they see, like, if I'm like that, they like that too.
Mm.
You understand what I mean?
Mm.
So as a DJ, I'm gonna go fast forward. Like, what I'm saying is, like, every time I'm collaborate with someone,
mm-hmm.
all the MCs that I collaborate, they all got the knowledge of true MCs.
Mm.
Like, they know they teachers. They know they got a spitfire. They know when they write something, it's like channeling. They just spitfire.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So for me, that's my way of teaching the youngers, that as a DJ,
mm-hmm.
you can collaborate with other people, but make sure that they true to themselves and true to myself. So
most definitely, man, mm-hmm. that's what it is, right? You know, be true to yourself, who you are, and when you, yeah, like you say, right? Like, you know, it's it's about that. It's about that being the magnetic, you know, really being the magnetic, and being true and being pure here. Do you know what I mean? Because it's like even with the knowledge, right? Like, the knowledge is for everybody, but not everybody's for the knowledge. And we, you know, there's three levels. There's civilization, there's righteousness, and the knowledge of self, right? So when one has knowledge of self, you know, and we're doing the knowledge to people, we see, like, okay, maybe this person just needs to be civilized, you know? Like, I got a young boy who he needs to learn how to have showers, you know what I'm saying? And brush his hair, you know what I mean? And, like, take care of himself, right? And he's in an environment where he was, you know, adopted by, you know, two colored seeds, right? Colored seed and soil, right? So his reality is different, you know what I'm saying? And he's been dealing with, like, serious racism, you know, at the age of knowledge, was like, actually since he was in that elementary school, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it's like, you know, kids pulling down his pants and being like, let me see, you know what I mean? Like, this is really, like, because I never had that happen to me. Like, never, bro.
That's a different level.
Bro, I'm telling you, man. And this is like, yo, like, you know, a savage is a person who's lost the knowledge of themselves, living a beastly way of life, right? Like, that's real beastly, like. Like, you trying to see my man's ding-a-ling? Like, bro, like, that's weird. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird, right? Like, and so he's, you know, he had this abuser, you know what I'm saying? This other kid, right? Who was a bully, you know what I mean? And it was like watching a man being in prison and taken advantage of, you know? And you become that person's, you know. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that. I explained that to his mother, you know? It's like, that's exactly what it is, right? And because he was afraid. Like, he was afraid of the kid, but then it was like the postpartum, right? And he had to be, like, he wanted to please this kid, right? And so I'm striving, you know, as I mentor him and I hang out with him, I'm like, yo, like, you know, I want to give him the knowledge because it's like, you know, I'm passionate about teaching, but I realize he's at the place where he needs to just be civilized, right? And learn how to take care of himself You know what I mean? Take pride in not just wearing Crocs all the time. Like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, do you know who you are? No, you don't yet. And also, I want you to know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You're royalty. You know what I mean? And that you the reason why a lot of time people are picking on you is because they want to be you so badly. You know what I'm saying? It's like when girls used to pick on you in school, you know? They liked you. You know what I mean? Most times. You know what I mean? Most times they liked you, right? So it's like these people, they either want to be you or they're just so afraid of you. Like even listening to some of the comments that these parents said, like, oh, he's big and he's black and he's dangerous. And it's like this is how...